Well, it's a matter of working with Reebok, closely in order to make sure that we are properly stocked each and every day. I mean, there's been quite the response, as all the merchandisers across the city will tell you, that's been quite the response to the merchandise that they want. So, I mean, Reebok's been working very hard with ourselves and with all the retailers to make sure that they get what they can in the stores right away.
Are you the only one with stuff right now?
No, from what I understand, there are other retailers in the city today that are able to have stuff that they're selling.
Are they
going to
run out?
They may. I mean, if it's anything like the response that we've got, then they may have some stock issues, but that's up to how much they ordered as well.
Can you just give me an idea of where these
other
places are?
Well, that would be the typical retailers like River City and Royal Sports and stuff like that, I would think.
So how many people would you say have gone through the store?
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that question. I can get that answer for you, but we've been letting people in sort of in blocks that, so that as you can see, the store isn't jam-packed with people. That's what created the lineups down there. We would let people in sets of four and then eight, and then as people left, we would allow more people in. So it's difficult to tell exactly how many people have come through. I can attempt to find that out for you, but I'm not too sure that we've kept track of the number of bodies that have come through the store.
Can you quantify the number of shirts and hats that you've sold? Do you have any idea about that?
No, I don't know. I know we're out of hats. Right now, I can tell you that as of right now, we're sold out of Winnipeg Jet hats. So, nobody reached for this one. Yeah, no, Monday. We're hoping to have our kids wear in Monday, and then again, we're hoping to have more of the merchandise coming in by Monday, if not Tuesday. Well, like people that are here, yeah, like you said, people that are here are very positive about it. They're just anxious to get their hands on it. I'm not too sure how many people yesterday took the time to look at the logo rather than just getting in line to have the logo. But overall, things have been very positive in terms of, you have your typical lukewarm response to it at first. I think a lot of people, as they spend some time looking at it and letting it grow on them, the response has been very positive. And then after listening to Mr. Chipman last night talk about a little bit about the background behind the logo, it's been a very positive response to that whole story. Mr. Chipman kind of talked a little bit at length yesterday about the process that it, once you kind of made the decision on the name, or the decision on the name was made in connection with the look, and it's something that's kind of been developing over a long period of time. It's not something that we waited in order to launch it at a certain moment. We came out with the logo as soon as we could, given the number of people and organizations that were involved in the development of the logo, and that takes time, particularly the organizations that we were working with. So the idea behind the logo has been a long time in developing, and then you get to the smaller things like the tweaks, like the notch in the top, emblematic of True North. That's something that, is thrown in near the end because that's a detail that you want that somebody comes up with individually and they think that it's a good idea, so you throw that in. So small things like that took the time to make all those developments. Next step is the jersey, and we can tell you that the jersey is not going to be for a while. It's going to probably come out in September, and that again deals with the proper processes that Reebok needs to go through to get it produced en masse, because we anticipate the reaction of the jersey will be exactly the same as the reaction is this weekend.
No one has canceled their season tickets over the logo.
No one has canceled their season tickets over the logo.